So you're predicting a victory and that and a perhaps an increase in the strength of the Chavista party.
Well, I think if we want to look at, try to predict, which is always very dangerous, trying to predict to, what can happen. I mean, certainly very few people, at least particularly publicly, would have been willing to come out and predict a defeat in last year's constitutional reform referendum. I think it's fair to say that the vast majority of people, pro and anti-Chavez, are surprised by the final result. But I think when we want to analyze these elections, I think there's two ways we can look at it. One is, purely on electoral term. That's a question of, how many governorships does the Chavistas, do Chavismo win? How many governorships are won by candidates that are part of the process or were part of the revolutionary process but are now standing candidates against the party of the revolution, which is the PSUV, the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, and then of course, what governorships the opposition win. Now, I think, most polls seem to indicate that while they may win one or two new states that they didn't control before, they have a big possibility of losing, the most important state they controlled up until now. So I think electorally, definitely be seen as a victory for Chisma. And there's no doubt, I think, on that level. But I think the other way to look at it is really this question of, if we look at presidential elections in 2006, 7 million or almost 7 million votes for Chavez, original form referendum, a drop from that to 4 million. That's 3 million who, weren't convinced to go and vote. Now, how many people are we going to go out to see vote in these elections? And also, what sort of campaign are we going to have? Movement's going to come out stronger out of this campaign? Are they going to be able to, from below, keep a control over their candidates that get elected into these mayorships and governorships, or will we see a different thing? I think that's probably the more important analysis, and I think that is perhaps where we could point to some witnesses that I think will come out in the referendum and in the November 23 elections and in the follow-up period, where we'll see an electoral victory, but I think politically a campaign that's been weak on really being able to mobilize a large mass of people that are going to go out and vote. And this is in a country where, the governing party, the PSUV, has 5.7 million members. Just if all the members alone of the party went to vote, that would ensure a definitive victory almost across the entire country. It will be a challenge to, an interesting figure more than the votes themselves will be how many votes does the PSUV get? Does it get at least the 5.7 million that it has of members?